I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. One of the three remaining survivors on board the USS Arizona when it was attacked at Pearl Harbor was recognized yesterday in Colorado Springs. A new exhibit at the Colorado Springs Airport honors 97-year-old Colorado Springs resident Donald Stratton. Following the attack, Stratton had burns over 65% of his body, and despite being medically discharged by the Navy, he re-enlisted and returned to active duty for the balance of the war. The new exhibit includes interactive screens and one of the largest pieces of the USS Arizona to leave Hawaii. The display was commissioned by the Pikes Peak Heroes Legacy Committee. Last year, a bridge over I-25 in Colorado Springs was named for Stratton as well. A conservation group is launching one of the largest lawsuits ever brought under the Endangered Species Act. That's according to the Center for Biological Diversity. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, the lawsuit includes dozens of species in the region.
The Center for Biological Diversity says it will sue the Trump administration for failing to tackle a massive backlog of species waiting for a decision on federal protection. They include wolverines, whitebark pine, and western bumblebees, all endemic to the Mountain West. In a statement, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the pending lawsuit will divert limited resources towards litigation and away from conservation. It also argued that the Center for Biological Diversity, quote, grossly mischaracterizes the volume of our outstanding Endangered Species Act protections, end quote. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.